Well, Labor Day coming up, and I'm wondering what you are thinking about Labor Day. Do you see it as the end of summer, as one more day you don't have to go to work? Or any thoughts about how Labor Day all started? Well, I'd like to do a little bit of history about Labor Day and then talk about switch to a labor-saving device. So why do we celebrate Labor Day? Well, it originated during the Industrial Revolution, and much of our history during that time is not real enlightening or positive, let's say. In the late 1800s, at the height of the Industrial Revolution, the average American worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to make a basic living. And despite restrictions in some states, children, like 5 and 6 year olds, worked in the mills, factories, and mines across the country, earning, of course, just a fraction of what the adults were paid. So that probably would have been pennies per hour. So people of all ages, but particularly the very poor and recent immigrants, often faced unsafe working conditions with insufficient access to fresh air, sanitary facilities, and breaks. So it wasn't an easy life at all. Not that it, you know, laboring necessarily needs to be easy, but it should at least be partially rewarding in helping to make a living. So as manufacturing increasingly supplanted agriculture as the basis of American employment, labor unions, which had first appeared in the late 18th century, so we're talking the 1700s, grew more prominent and vocal, and they began organizing strikes and rallies to protest poor working conditions. Now, many of these rallies did turn into violent clashes between police and working people and others. So there were a number of people killed during that time. The Haymarket Riot of 1886 was in Chicago, and several policemen and workers were killed. And this gave the basis for a tradition starting Labor Day. On September 5th, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City, holding the first Labor Day parade in U.S. history. The idea of a working man's holiday celebrated on the first Monday in September caught on, and other industrialized centers across the country and many states passed legislation recognizing it. But Congress would not legalize the holiday until 12 years later, when a moment in American labor history brought workers' rights squarely into public view. On May 11, 1894, employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago went on strike to protest wage cuts and the firing of union representatives. And then on June 26th, so we're talking the next month, the American Railroad Union, led by Eugene Debs, called for a boycott of all Pullman railway cars, which of course just stopped railroad traffic nationwide, and railroad being the major supply line of nearly everything, of course, caused great problems for people across the United States. So this riot that happened as a result resulted in the deaths of more than a dozen workers. Finally, after other states, as we mentioned, had declared a Labor Day holiday, Congress passed an act making Labor Day a legal holiday in the District of Columbia and the territories. And President Grover Cleveland, on June 28, 1894, signed it into law. So we celebrate Labor Day for many reasons, but we might want to think about all the people whose lives went into making that happen. And whether you agree with unions or not, they were a very important way to get better working conditions for many people. Well, so I said I wanted to switch, you know, from Labor Day to a labor-saving device. And mainly marketed, I think, more than labor as a time-saving device. And that's the microwave. I'm assuming you own a microwave, but that probably is not a safe assumption. There are some households that do not have one and don't want to have one, making that choice. And if we have one, how are we using it? Well, reheating coffee and making popcorn are really favorite things for a lot of people, but you know, maybe we should put it to use in some other ways that we haven't even thought of and make sure we use it. Now, I don't do much cooking of a whole product in the microwave, but one of the really best things to cook is fresh and frozen vegetables. It's a great way to keep some nutrition as well as making it really fast. So cooking vegetables, whether they're fresh or frozen, is a really good way to cook them. So that's what I'm sure a lot of people use. What about defrosting? Yep, that's one of the favorite things I use it for also. You know, you go, oops, I forgot to put that meat in the refrigerator to thaw overnight, and I need that now. Or perhaps there's a frozen casserole in the freezer, and that can come into the microwave and defrost fairly quickly. And most microwaves, I think, have a special button for defrosting, and that usually is about 50% power or a little less. When food is frozen in large blocks and then microwaved on the defrost or full power setting, the exterior can cook much faster than the interior. So we need to stop the microwave and do a little bit of stirring. You know that. If you use it for defrosting, you know that. Well, here's a couple of other things perhaps you hadn't thought about. Poaching eggs. Are you an egg poacher? Not at my house, but I know that poaching eggs can, if you want it to come out, you know, just perfectly and not fall apart, unless you do it often, can be kind of a challenge. Well, we can actually poach eggs, and we have to be careful about cooking eggs in the microwave. We don't want them exploding. But here's a method that's recommended. Place a half a cup of water in the microwave-safe mug or bowl and crack in an egg, making sure it's fully submerged. Microwave for about 40 seconds or a minute, and you have a perfectly poached egg. If you do much baking, then one of the things that you know is that toasted nuts really add great flavor, really bring out the flavor of nuts. And, of course, you can do that in the oven. You can do that on top of the stove over heat in a skillet, but you can also do it in the microwave. And it does take a little time because you need to watch them. You don't just stick them in there and turn the microwave on. Needs a little bit of oil with it and put in a single layer on a microwave safe plate. Cook for about a minute at a time and stirring in between. And then when it starts to turn brown, you go about 30-second spurts until they're the color that you want them. So like I say, that's not something you walk away from. But if you're doing it on top of the stove, you don't walk away from that either. So depends on how fast you want it done, how much you want done, and toasting those nuts can be really useful. And, of course, you can toast a bunch at a time and put them in the fridge so they'll be there. And kind of related to that, browning butter can also be done in the microwave. Another one of those things where you need to stand and be there and pay attention, but it's only for a few minutes and then you have that job done. Well, whether you are labor saving or laboring hard or just taking a break. I hope you are enjoying your Labor Day. And here's something that Shakespeare said: we know what we are, but know not what we may be.